Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Time for another slice of fresh bread. We've been in the Gospel of John, the first 8 chapters. Now we're in the 9th chapter. And actually, it's just one event that takes place in this chapter. And the one event is Jesus having an encounter with a man who had been blind from birth. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Let me read it for you. As he, that's Jesus, passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. It's a glorious miracle. This was a man who was blind and a congenital issue. That is, from his birth, he was born blind. It wasn't an accident or anything like that. When God created everything, it was perfect, including eyesight. And therefore, blindness is in this world because of the presence of sin. So they have taken what is an accurate biblical truth, that blindness is in this world because of sin, and they've made the assumption that this man's blindness must be there either because of his personal sin or because of his parents. The fact that death and sickness and all of those things are in this world only because of sin does not necessarily mean that the one who is afflicted with that brokenness that is a consequence of sin in the world was his sin or his parents' sin. There's something bigger he's pointing out to them. What they're concerned about is trying to understand the cause of this man's blindness. And what Jesus is telling them is two things that's very important. They want to know, this man's blindness, is it because of his sin or his parents? And Jesus said, no. His blindness is not there because of his parents' sin or his sin. His blindness is there because of God's sovereign appointment. He said, it is here that the works of God, meaning the miraculous work of God, might be displayed in him. In other words, this blindness is no accident. A sovereign God has taken the brokenness of this world, and this man afflicted with blindness is actually becoming a platform to magnify the glory of God through the miraculous work that is about to be done in his life. And this was a divine calling for this man. They're wanting to try to find out cause. They haven't factored in the hand of a sovereign God at work in a broken world where all things work together for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Not that all things are good, but that God sovereignly orchestrates all these things for his glory and our good. Then he says, you're wanting to see the cause. I'm telling you, this is an opportunity. This man's brokenness becomes an opportunity to display the miraculous power of God by his grace that has sent me to him at this moment to heal him. I am the light of the world. This man lives in darkness, but I'm the light of the world, and I'm going to bring light to him. Then he takes the dust, and with saliva he makes mud, and he puts it on his eyes, washing the pool of Siloam, and he comes back. Now, all of those are steps that are highlighting the miracle. They're not the instruments of the miracle. Jesus is the instrument of the miracle, the Son of God who is the light of the world that can bring light even to the place of those trapped in darkness. And that's what we are supposed to see. These acts that he gives to the man displays the man's obedience to the Lord. Through these acts, we're highlighting what the Lord has done. So he goes and he comes back seeing. God uses means. Spiritually, he brings us from darkness to light. He gives us eyes to see and ears to hear. And he does so through instrumentality where people are ministering to us, but it's the Lord of glory that brings his saving grace. Whether it's a physical miracle or the spiritual miracle of giving us eyes to see our Savior, having seen our sin to flee to Christ as our Savior. Well, here's God's word. It's come to you. Here's the Holy Spirit poured out and washing you. Do you see? Do you see your sin? Do you see your Savior? Our sin can be gloriously turned into a new creation. And when that happens, Jesus is exalted. Why? I was blind, but now I see. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.